Welcome to Total Wine & More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine & More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big, friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in-store or online at TotalWine.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Contra Radio Network. Preparedness Radio. With your host, John Jeffers.
And good evening. Welcome to 2018. I'm John Jeffers, your host here at the Contra Radio Network. Tonight I want to talk to you about something, a couple things. And if you're joining us and you don't want to listen to BTR, Blog Talk Radio, you can always catch us on the live video feed on the Contra Radio Network group page. Got the live video feed rolling there right now, which is fine. What I want to talk to you about is tonight, you know, many of you follow Contra Radio Network either on the like page or the group page. And every once in a while you'll see a post, and it's fairly obvious what the poster is response, what he's looking for. And it struck me as odd, and I don't know the answer to this, but I wanted to point out something here. What I wanted to say is this. When there's a post and then you see somebody, you know, do the response or reply, and they say, well, I would just shoot them. Really? You would shoot somebody. Which leads me to ask the question, have you ever shot someone before? Have you ever taken a human life? I know Terry has. And to this day, our good friend Terry still thinks about it. And he should. We all should. You know, to sit there and give a flip answer, well, I'm just going to shoot him. Oh, they should be shot. Really? Have any of you really ever come to the point where you're ready to pull the trigger and end someone's life? I'm not saying it's a wrong answer. I'm saying it's a very casual flip answer. You know, sometimes in our haste and our emotion, you know, when we're responding to some of these things, we're responding from an emotional state of mind. And we have to remind ourselves this question. Or how, not so much a question, but the statement of fact, and that is this. When you shoot that person, and I'm not saying that's not a good answer. What I'm saying is this. Are you willing to put a permanent end to everything that person has been, is, and will be? Because once you pull that trigger, this isn't the cartoons, and there's no recalling that round. You pull that trigger, that round is heading downrange to whatever you pointed at, and it ain't coming back. Something to think about, because sometimes I think many times we forget. It's so easy, especially, look, American society is violent. It's been violent since the day they stepped foot on this continent. We are a violent society, which probably scares the hell out of most of the world. They know we're violent. We know they're violent. I just wanted to put that out there. So now let's talk about you. You know, the title for tonight's episode is Who Are You? What Are You? You're probably thinking, you know, what in the hell are you thinking, John? What are you talking about? What I'm talking about is this. what kind of a prepper? Are you a leader? Are you a follower? And there's nothing wrong with either one of those answers. I'm not expecting an answer from anybody, but it's like a rhetorical question. I don't expect an answer. And really, I don't want one, because it's for everybody who listens to this broadcast to figure out for themselves. So, if you are the leader type, what kind of leader are you? Do you like to govern by committee? Do you like to govern, say, by fiat? That is one person, that's you. What you say goes, and if you don't like it, too bad, you can hit the road. It's my way or the highway type. Or you like to say, you know what, I like to have a war council. I got to get some more information, try to get the best points of view I can before I can make that. Do you see yourself as a tactical genius or a strategic genius? You know, there's, you know, it goes back to the old saying, too many chiefs, not enough Indians. You know what I'm saying? So what kind of a leader do you think you'll make? What kind of a leader are you? That's the question, really. What kind of a follower you would be? And by follower, I don't mean that in a derogatory way. What I mean is, if you are not a group leader, but you are a member of a prepper group or a patriot group, and make no mistake, a lot of these prepper and patriot groups, they intertwine. Not all the time, but many times. Okay? Don't get me wrong on that. So what I'm asking you is this. You know, are you a follower? And if so, what kind of a follower are you? Are you the kind of follower that will, you know, one of the group leaders comes and says, hey, look, we need you to take out the garbage or, you know, whatever, or go out there and fill sandbags? Are you the follower that says, hey, wait a minute, no, I don't do that. I don't do that. I'm too good for that. I don't do that. I'm, you know, whatever. Oh, okay. Are you that kind of a follower? Are you the follower that says, you know what, it doesn't matter to me, I can do it, just let me know? Are you the kind of follower that says, you know what, I don't agree with what the group is doing, I'm taking my toys and I'm leaving the sandbox? Are you that kind of a follower? You know, there's a maxim in the military, and this goes before the officers, especially the officers, and it follows them. And what it says is, you cannot give orders till you can follow orders. And to me, I agree with it. That's my personal opinion. How can you tell me to go dig a foxhole or fighting I can't remember it anymore. You can't, fill sandbags or whatever if you've never done it yourself. Or are you the leader who's not afraid to say, you know what, I can fill sandbags, I need you to help me? Are you the kind of leader that maybe has the ability to get over your, you know, self-importance? Remember, it's really cold up here, by the way. One of the things you have to remember is that every person who's in a prepper group has no legal obligation to follow whatever you say. Voluntary compliance. I've said it before on this show, and I'm saying it to you again. So I'm trying to tell it to you now. What do I mean by voluntary compliance? Voluntary compliance says, you know what, I like a prepper group, I'm going to join the prepper group. Okay, great, so you do. And then one day, the leadership of the group says, you know what, we're going to do this. And you say, I don't like this, I'm not going to do it. And let's be honest, there's really no way for them to make you do it. Again, if you're a group leader, how do you deal with you know, a group member who just says, you know what, I'm not filling sandbags because it's, you know, well, it's not, I don't do that. I don't do that. Hurts my hands, hurts my back. Okay. I'm not saying it's a legitimate reason or it's not a legitimate reason. But my question to you is this, kind of prepper or patriot are you? Now look at the patriot side of things. Many of you are members of patriot groups, organizations. I've got no issue with that. I think it's fine. But let me ask you this. You know, about a year ago, a friend of mine, he posted there on Facebook. He says, you know, everybody wants to be a patriot until it's time to do patriot crap. That's not the word he used. Maybe some of you saw it. My question is to you is, what kind of patriot are you? Are you the keyboard warrior? I'm hiding in the dark. I can say what I want. Da, 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 da. I know everybody's got their tools of warfare. I get it. And we see this quite a bit with the left. But I'm going to say something here, and probably you aren't going to like it. As much as I don't like Antifa, I don't like anything to do with the leftist whatsoever, or the Democratic Party, or the progressives, or the socialists. I think they're all a threat to my country and the American way of life. But my question to you is this. Do you notice, and it's starting to change, because we saw that at the end of the summer and into the fall of 2017, where Antifa would go and, you know, do their antics, and for the first 6 months or so, there were no patriots to counter-protest them, to take them on in their backyard, to take them on in the streets. Now, towards the end of the summer in 2017, it was all the rage. We got all the, you know, patriots. If you had something going on and that was near you and you could get to that location and you're a patriot, you went ahead and you did it. But the thing of it is this. America is basically a conservative country. Always has been. And yes, while it is true that our government does have certain limited aspects of socialism embedded within it, for example, Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid, on the whole, our country is basically conservative. Is it changing? Yes. And it changes because when we get some of these charlatans that run for office or and are in public office start to promise things from to be paid for from the public treasury, and then you know what I'm saying, you know where I'm going with it. My point is this: at what point does your patriotism stop? Where does it begin? Where does it stop? Does it stop? Does it ever stop? I don't know. Again, these are just questions that we, as preppers and patriots, have to ask ourselves. Let me ask you this, for you patriots out there. Now, I've seen the post. I've seen them. I've even talked about them here. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about tonight is this. Let's say, for example, somehow, some way, and I don't think it's just, I don't believe in this at all, but we get the people on the left who want to oust President Trump from office, a legitimately elected leader of our country. He's committed no crimes, so impeachment is basically off the table. But because of what he thinks and what he says, let's face it, the man's entertaining. You know, does it scare the hell out of the left? Yes. Do I care? No, I do not. If you're scared, put on your big boy pants and your big girl pants and deal with it. But let's say, for example, that they manage to oust this legitimately, duly elected president from office. What are you as a patriot willing to do? Are you willing to travel to Washington, D.C. to go to the streets? Now, whatever, you know, go to the streets. What do you think that means? How would you handle it? You know, I don't know. Fill in the blanks for yourself. What is too much for you? What is not enough? What are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? Now, while it is true that many of us listen to this show have families, we have spouses, we have children that we have an obligation to as well. But let me put it to you this way. When this country was first founded, and those that joined the Continental Army, how many of those men left their families behind? I'm not saying it's an easy decision, but it's something we all need to be thinking about. Do I think that they'll ever get Donald Trump impeached? No. The left is just pandering to their base, trying to get the snowflakes, keep them fired up, keep them in the streets. You know, and something you need to realize too, all the leaders in the Democratic Party who scream, you know, go to the streets, resist, resist, go to the streets, resist, resist. You know, I don't see them in the front line. Oh, no. Oh, no. And that goes for all you Hollywood types out there. You know, the ones that are dealing with trying to ignore the culture of rape and sexual assault seem to have some kind of strange moral authority to tell us how to live our lives. Yeah. You see them calling for, resist, resist. You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. They're never on the front line. They got their useful idiots. You know, you might want to say whatever you want about Lenin, but he was absolutely correct. You got to have useful idiots. And believe me, they're out there. Don't believe me? Take a look. You know, we got this, spring coming up in a few months. I'm sure we'll start to see some of the lefties out there again. But as a prepper and a patriot, and more importantly, as a patriot, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to commit to? Are you going to be a keyboard warrior? We got plenty of those. Me and myself, yes, I have a wife. I have a daughter. You know, she'll be graduating from a prestigious business school with a degree in business and logistics, not women's studies or Western art values as it affects the LGBTQ community, whatever the hell that is. And basically, she's going to have a degree that's going to be useful. She can actually get a job. So for me, given that same situation scenario that I gave you, I'm willing to go to Washington. I'm willing to hit the streets. Will I like it? No. Is it a pain in the ass? Yes. But will I do it? Yes. Because my country is more important. You know, I personally, some of us have served in the military for many years. Some of us haven't. That was your choice. You didn't have to. But I will say this. If you've served in the military or worked in a public service area, it's a lot easier for you to make that sacrifice, that decision, because you've done it before. You got an idea of what it's about. It's the patriots out there who have not served in the military, who, for whatever reason, and I'm not knocking them, don't get me wrong, guys, who have, not worked in the public service sector for whatever reason. So it's a very, as Rob says, hey, Dan August, welcome, buddy. Glad you're here. He's on the video chat. As is our soon-to-be new host, Rob Alderucci. And it is what he writes, if you're missing it. He says, it's a very tough decision to leave our families to go fight somewhere else. Absolutely. But the American man, and to some extent the American woman, has always done that. Same point. You know, whether it was a war, did it all the time. The last century, four times that I can think of right off the bat. Is it an easy decision? No. And it should not be an easy decision. But once you make that decision, that means your value, your decision has value. You have looked at the consequences of it. And you've made that decision. And because you've made that decision, and you've evaluated what the consequences could be, it makes you that more passionate of a believer in your cause. Now, there is nothing more dangerous to any cause than a convert. I'm going to say it again. There is nothing more dangerous to any cause than a convert. Someone who was at one side of the issue has decided to go support the opposite, the 180 degree opposite position, because those people are now fanatics. They are the true believers. Think about it. I'm not saying that making a decision to leave, to go support your political beliefs or what is right. Let me ask you this. Let's say these clowns and the Democratic Party managed to get through their impeachment articles, and the Senate, being the wusses they are, cave. And they do it. Then they toss Trump out. And let's say something happens to Pence. Now, I don't know if Pence is – I think if Pence is a good guy, he'd become vice president. But do you think for a moment that the deep state's going to relax and let Pence be president? No. The Democrats will never do it. Just because you don't like what somebody says, whether it's on Twitter or Facebook, whatever, I don't care what they say. I care what they do. You know, Dan will tell you. Dan August will tell you. Went to church with him. And quite a few people were on the other side of the law enforcement position as I. But they turned their lives around and they're, you know, trying to make it work. And I told him, I said, I don't care what you were. I care what you are today. Hey, let's be honest. Who among us has, when you were younger, said and did stupid things?
I did.
But that's okay. What if another Obama comes along and he's elected? What if you get a socialist progressive in there that is far more left than Obama was? What are you willing to do? Because I think if you go farther left than Obama, you're going to end up violating the Constitution in a major way. And the truth be known, I don't think Congress has the cojones to do anything about it. Hell, they can't even – they're afraid of the FBI and Department of Justice. They should have had these guys under articles of indictment already, yet they do nothing. Now, something I want to let you know. Something I want to talk to you about. Oh, where is it? Where is it? I want to talk to you about. Okay, here we go. Yes, we're going to talk about this briefly. Okay. You know, I've said it before. You know, we've lost, you know, we've seen some drop off on our listenership since Donald Trump has been president. But somebody finally heard me screaming and bitching about it, and they came up with this list. It's called 7 Reasons to Keep Prepping Because Donald Trump is President. So now I'm hearing of prepper-minded folks who think they can relax because prepping, you know, because you relax their prep because Donald Trump has been elected president. And like Obama, when he was elected, Trump didn't have much of a record when it comes to actual governing. But he speaks with confidence about making America great again. Now, I guess that's enough to convince a lot of people that the good old days are here again and they can put away their bug-out bags and freeze-dried food. I'm not so sure. Because you see me doing the show. I've been doing the show. I'm going to keep doing the show. So I'm going to keep prepping, thank you very much. And I'm giving this some thought. And here are some reasons my family and I will continue on as preppers. Number one, crap finds a way of hitting the fan in our personal lives. It doesn't matter who the president is. Now, whether it's a job loss, devastating family illness or injury, house fire, it pays to plan ahead and prep for those kind of events. Now, if you're not ready for the events, you know what? Start prepping for them. Number two, natural disasters and extreme weather events will continue to happen. You know, we had wildfires. We got the, what they call it, the bomb storm. on the out on the East Coast. It's, you know, it happens. Number three, world events that no president can prevent. Now, this is what concerns me the most. There are too many wild cards out there. You got belligerent countries such as Iran and NOCO have become stronger and more confident in their boldness toward the United States. And I'm not so sure they'll back down easily just because another man sits in the Oval Office. I cannot remember a time when the Middle East was so unstable. Right now, it's a powder keg that I believe has been lit. It's a matter of time, maybe just months, before we see the explosion. By the way, I support the president when he says we're cutting off aid to Pakistan. We're cutting off aid to the Palestinian Authority. You guys don't, you know, they don't like it. Don't care. Too bad. All right. A massive financial crisis looms, and Trump has inherited it. You know, let's face it. We're now $20 trillion in the hole, and there's no way of knowing how he's going to manage the coming crash. Mind-boggling debt cannot continue piling up forever. The future for our kids and the huge tax burden they'll assume when they become adults, there's no way to avoid it, except maybe take the country and put it back on the gold standard. That might help negate a good portion of it. But I don't know. I'm not an expert in that. But it's something to think about. Now, the world balance of power has changed since 2008. China and Russia have been flexing their muscles, looking to expand their influence and borders. China has actually built an artificial island in order to establish military buildings and airstrips. It's in the Paracel Islands, just off the coast of Vietnam, who does not like that idea at all, and they've made it known. So it sounds like they may have long-term aggressive plans for the region. The balance of power that existed for so many decades has changed, and the world stage is very unstable. True or false? Number six, America has radically changed since 2008. It's more divided than I've ever seen in my five decades here on the planet. Black Lives Matter isn't going away anytime soon, but will continue to cherry-pick events they can exploit for the purpose of stirring up rage and keep the money coming in. Now, that's why I don't buy Fairlife milk. That's why I don't buy anything from Kellogg's. Each of them gave $1 million to BLM. You're not using my money for it. I don't buy your products. Just letting you know. The country is racially divided, perhaps beyond reconciliation. Hordes of immigrants have overcome our education system and stretch the limits of our country's social services. Nothing good can come of a nation that is so fractured from within. Number seven, and we just talked about this, it seems that President Trump's political foes aren't going to accept and move on. I fully expected the riots that followed the election, and there's more to come. Case in point, they're going to have another woman's march. Yeah. Get out your pink pussy hats, you fools. Make sure you iron up your vagina costumes. They're doing it again this year. At some point, growing civil unrest will affect many of us in ways we can't yet imagine. Case in point, what are you willing to do as a patriot? You know, I remember that fool Hillary Clinton sitting there screaming, "You can't call us unpatriotic." Well, why not? You know, she was pissed off because we were telling the libs that they're a bunch of, you know, unpatriotic fools and buffoons because they didn't like what was going on. Got news for you. They are unpatriotic. They don't like this country. At some point, the growing civil unrest will affect us in ways we aren't going to be able to imagine. Also, it seems there's a movement to upend our political process with pressure to remove the Electoral College system and change longstanding process and rules. Wherever there is instability, chaos is the result, and that's what they are planning. That is what they want to do. What do you think? Are we right? Are we wrong? Well, the thing of it is this. I've had to deal with many people, and they say, you know, well, we're going to impeach Trump and Hillary's going to get in. No, That's not how the Constitution has it set up. When the president is out of office, the vice president will take over, and the vice president, who is now the sitting president, can choose who he wishes to be as the vice president. I don't believe these polls that say, you know, the Democrats are going to win this, the House of Representatives and the Senate, and they're going to do this in 2018. No, they're not. Because they don't have a plan. Their plan is resist Trump. Resist Trump. Whine, whine, whine. That's not a plan of action. That's not a coherent plan for anything other than I didn't get my way. No. But if a Democrat was to win the White House in 2020, you can basically be extreme liberal. And in my opinion, that watching Obama push the envelope on the Constitution in many ways overrode it. Yeah, it's hard to say. The next one comes in, he may be just trashing the Constitution. So as patriots, in my opinion, we have a duty to defend the Constitution. Not particularly a person, but an idea. The idea is that the Constitution, one, it is not a living document. Don't even start that with me. The Constitution says what it says. It doesn't change just because times change. It doesn't. Freedom of speech is still freedom of speech. There's no other way to interpret that. So, do we as patriots take to the streets to defend the Constitution? Not a person, but an idea, a concept. And that concept would be the Constitution of the United States. I took the oath to do it once before. I'm okay to do it again. You know. So anyways, something to think about. Put that out there for you. What else do I want to talk to you about? No, I don't want to talk about that. That's foolish. I'm not going to do it. Request is what? Denied. And denied it is. All right. What else have I got to... what's this? Here's something that I want to talk to you about. We talked about it before. And it's how will you communicate in an emergency? This is important stuff, guys. Let me see. Let's get this down here from the other screen. There we go. Now it doesn't look like I'm looking at the ceiling when I'm on the video. So how are you going to communicate in an emergency? Something to think about. True Prepper wrote this, and it's very good, I think. You're sitting on the couch watching TV, and, of course, the lights go out. TV and other appliances turn off. It's dark outside, and you're suddenly without power. Look out the windows. See, the street lights are off, and the neighbors' houses are dark. What has happened? Well, obviously, the power is out. So, possibilities that run through your mind. A squirrel just fried the nearby transformer. A car hit a pole, power pole nearby. Terrorist just detonated a dirty bomb downtown. In my area, it'd be Chicago, so I'd be thankful for it. I just can't stand that place. The power plant cooling tower is melting down, perhaps. Or an EMP just took out the entire country's electrical grid. Now, the answer is most likely the first or second choice, but who knows? How are you going to find out, right? So maybe you could listen to the battery-powered FM radio you've had charging. Handheld battery. Used to be called a transistor radio. You know what I'm talking about, guys? Growls? You know what I'm talking about, right? You do have an emergency radio charging, right? Anyway, FM radio is working, and all stations, including the NOAA weather, are broadcasting as if nothing is wrong. Or even possibly no stations broadcasting at all, and all is silent. Now what? So to find out what is happening, you have two choices. First choice, get in your car and leave. Drive around to see how far away the power is out. Meanwhile, who knows what is now occurring back at home. So let's back up. Don't leave until you find out what is happening. Now your second and only reasonable choice is a battery-powered ham radio or training on how to tune and monitor the correct frequencies. Did you know that one of the main goals of ham radio is to provide information in an emergency of any type? Yeah, it's true. It's true. Whether weather-related with volunteer spotters or interacting with or reporting on government emergency action, the ham radio is the way to go. Why not just a scanner? Great. You know, scanners are good for listening to emergency dispatchers and responders, but they won't tell you the bigger picture like ham radio operators will. Also, larger cities use a trunk-based communication systems that require expensive models or scanners to monitor, and that is true. Now, doesn't ham radio sound expensive and time-consuming? It's not. You know, you can get a handheld, battery-powered ham radio for $25 on Amazon Prime. It's called the Baofeng UV5R. Again, the Baofeng UV5R. I think I got mine for $30. All right. It works on two local ham frequency radios, FM radio, non-trunked emergency bands, NOAA weather, marine, and even aircraft comms. So after a little studying and a $15 test fee, you can have your technician class license that lets you talk on the local frequencies needed during the disaster. Now you can monitor the emergency net or just get on available frequencies and ask, hey, what's going on? Now this little radio will reach within about 5 miles of other hams directly, and would also reach 5 miles to a repeater that is probably on backup power. Most of them have it. Now that links people within 15 to 20 miles. Oh, and you can bounce the signal from repeater to repeater. Now the coolest part of being a ham is being part of the solution. Things go sideways. You could be the one of the few people explaining to others what is happening. There are organizations in place specifically for that purpose. They love new members. They do. But they're also kind of cliquish. I'm going to tell you that too. So here are some of the simple steps to make it happen. You go to the Amateur Radio Relay League. It's ARRL. You can find a club nearby here in my area. They got Northwest Lake County. You can study for the test. I've got my technician's license. I got it at the nearby club. You take it there. You can buy a cheap handheld radio like Baofeng. Just because you got it doesn't mean you can't plug it in and listen. You can. You keep it in its charging cradle. Lights go out, turn it on. So by now, you have to agree that the easiest way to find out what is going, what's happening when the power goes out, is to get on your inexpensive ham radio and hear the news from a group of people that will surely know. Be safe by being smart. Prep today, live tomorrow. Yes, it's true. True stuff. All right. What else we got going on here? Okay, I think that's it for about 2018. But as I said, I'm not judging you when I was talking about, who are you? What are you? What kind of prepper are you going to be? What kind of patriot are you willing to be? You can be both. They're not mutually exclusive. Well, they're not. Been talking for like 2 hours straight. No, not 2 hours. About 40 minutes straight. Well, what am I drinking? Ipanema Pomegranate by... yes, very good. Very tasty, too. 1 gram of sugar. Yum, yum, yum. All right. So what are we going to think about and do? Now, we got a new show coming up with Rob Alderucci for you homesteaders out there. For those of you that want to be homesteaders but aren't quite sure how to do it, Rob's going to be there. He's going to answer your questions. Rob is always good about this stuff. He got his equipment ready to roll. I'm just going to put the finishing touches on his opening theme song music, and he will have something here. Now, what else in 2018 is going to happen with CRN? Well, I was trying to keep it under wraps because I hate to sit there and tell people something and then it doesn't happen. First of all, it makes me look like a fool. It raises their expectations of something that doesn't happen and disappoints them and lets them down. If I could just get Dawn to shut her mouth and just contact me about the show, it would be great. Contact me by messenger, something private. Don't have to let it all out. Now, for those of you that don't know, CRN has the store open. We have 86 items for sale. And I just got my stuff in. back on what's today? Wednesday. I got mine Saturday. Saturday, I got it. Good quality stuff. This isn't the cheap iron-on stuff. No. It's not the cheap silkscreen stuff. No. This stuff is embroidered, and it looks good. I'm really impressed with it, and the price is right. Now, special notification for all of you. If you go to the Contra Radio Network store, you can get 25% off your entire order. Now, know this. The coupon says it expired December 18th. I just placed an order again last week. No, not last week. What was it? Monday. I placed it Monday night, as a matter of fact. New Year's Eve day, night, I placed it. Still got 25% off my order. 25% right now. Go there. I posted the link. I'll post the link again so you guys can go check out the store. You're going to like it. I said 86 items. Men's stuff, women's stuff. You want hats? I got hats. You want winter hats? I got winter hats. You want t-shirts? I got t-shirts. You want long sleeve t-shirts? I got long sleeve t-shirts. You want jackets? I got jackets. I got all kinds of stuff. 86 items for sale now at the Contra Radio Network online store, because you know what? It helps support this program, the broadcasting. From what I understand, Dawn has been working on the new CRN website. Supposed to be working with artificial intelligence. That leaves Dawn and I out. You know, we've been working on this thing for a month and a half now, but it's almost ready to go. When it does, I'll let you know. When it goes live, right now we're putzing around with it, trying to get stuff, you know, here and there with it, trying to get it. I want it just right. I don't want garbage. You know what they say, garbage in, garbage out. That's, you know what? I don't want that. I want good stuff. I want it to look good. I do. That's true. What else? Okay. Later on, well, let me rephrase that. Soon, but not very soon, we're going to be taking CRN to a different platform. Let me rephrase that. Another platform, not a different platform, another platform. And this platform, you know, if you're like me, you know, you're in your 50s, you grew up during the 80s, like 80s music, that kind of stuff, or maybe in the 90s, we're going to be having a Contra Radio Network online radio station where we can play music. And we will have the shows, the audio portion of the shows, also upended in between the music programs. I thought that'd be kind of interesting, a way to get us out, get us noticed, get more people involved, get more, you know, hopefully more sponsor money. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. All right. Rob said that he got the discount when he ordered this past weekend. So, yeah, guys, it's there. Contra Radio Network dot QB Stores Online.com. That's where you find it. I'll put the link up. It's good stuff. So Julian Vasquez has joined us from the continent of Australia. Welcome, my friend. Happy New Year to you. From down under. You know, he got a whole practically 23 hours start ahead of us for the New Year's. So he's like a day ahead of us. So welcome, Julian. I'm glad you're here, pal. You know, Julian's been one of our longtime listeners for a while, and he's been promoting us down there in Australia quite a bit. And so I appreciate that. Thanks, Julian. Keep up the good work, my friend. So is there anything else I need to discuss with you? I know we, you know, we've been off. I've been off about 3 weeks because of the holidays falling when they did and what stuff. You get it. It's not a problem. We're back every Wednesday night. Like I said, well, as we get Rob closer to his launch date, we'll put that information out. Now, he's probably going to have a couple of guys you already know. He's going to have Gary and Brian join him on occasion during the show, because Brian and Gary live off-grid anyways. What better way to learn about homesteading than guys who are already doing it? They got questions, they got answers. And they're not afraid to answer questions. And you know what? One thing I've noticed about all of our guys, if they don't know the answer, they say, I don't know. But they go and find out. And that's important stuff. Now, well, some of you are asking, hey, what did I get for Christmas? I'm going to tell you. I'm sitting on it. The wife says, what do you want for Christmas? I said, give me an office chair. The one broke. One I've had for 5 years broke. So she says, well, order it up. Okay, so order it up. Next day, what did you order? I ordered the damn chair you told me to. She says, why is it so expensive? I said, expensive? It was $230. I got on sale for $160. Oh. So I spent Saturday or whatever, putting it together, sitting on it today. I love it. It's nice having a chair that I can actually lean back in without going over completely. So that's about it. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you this is what we got going on. This is some of the plans we have for Contra Radio Network. Bear with us. We're trying to get the show more popular. We're trying to go to different things. Now, one of the things is I am going to be incorporating CRN. There's a number of reasons for this. Some of them are personal. Most of it is business-wise. For me to pull this off that it works out right, we will probably be doing a different kind of show that doesn't have to do with Preppers or Patriots. My tax guy and I are working on this together. Let me tell you about my tax guy. A little nutty, but really smart guy. And that's what tells me, because he's a little nutty. So it tells me he's up there in the IQ center. what does he do for his entertainment and his spare time? He reads U.S. code. That's right. He reads federal law about taxes. That's what he reads. And he reads anything that has to do with it that might dovetail into it. That's what he does. We've been talking. We have an idea we think will work. But for me to pull this off, I got to get the employer ID number. I've got to incorporate. I got to get some things straight. So that's going to happen soon. It's not going to change anything here. You won't see it on the outside. But for those that are working behind the scenes, you will see a change. I already talked to Dawn about it. I talked to Terry about it, but Terry never got back to me on it, so I don't know what Terry's going to do. Anyways, so we're starting. If this is going to be successful in my mind, and I didn't plan on this when I started it, so what's going on is this: we're going to up the game. The radio show. I don't want to say anything about it right now. I will, but I'd rather not right at this time. So don't panic. Don't feel betrayed. You're not. And not betraying you. But there is a lot of money out there that has been largely untapped that I've been made aware of. So for me to get this, I got to do a different show. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how it plays out. It's in the planning stages. We've been talking about it now for about 2 months. It's going to take a little bit of time with it. All right. Now you're up to date with what's going on here at CRN. A little bit up to date. How it works out, I don't know. Advertise for FEMA. Jason, you whack job. I get to start paying minimum wage. Yeah. Hey, Joe. Joe Smith III's in the video chat room. Welcome, guys. Appreciate it. Julian's in there. Rob is still around. Very good. Very good, guys. Glad you joined me tonight. All right. I got a few more minutes left, so I'm going to wrap it up here. If you have an idea for a show and you want to do the show, get a hold of me. ContraRadio@live.com. ContraRadio@live.com. Give me your name, phone number, what your idea is. I'll call you. Let's talk about it. No idea is too far-fetched. After all, I'm doing a prepper and patriot show. And you're right, Jason. There's lots of money out there. But there's one that I want a piece of the pie in the worst way. I just got to work it out. But I'm going to. So I know I've become a lobbyist for the NRA. No, I don't have the patience for that. See, a lobbyist likes to sit there and play the game. I don't play the game well. I never have. My idea of playing the game is I need this, this, and this. Are you willing to do this and this for that? Oh, no? How about now? So, you know, that's a, hey, Jim is in the chat room. Jim, I haven't heard from you in a while, buddy. Welcome to 2018. I'm glad you're here, pal. Welcome you all to 2018. This is going to be a very interesting year. Very interesting on so many different fronts. If that in and of itself is not enough to get you prepping, to keep you prepping, to keep getting you prepared, I don't know what is. I don't know. So anyways, for those of you at Patreon.com, thank you so much for keep supporting us. I appreciate it. For those of you that wish to throw in a couple bucks a month, I'm only asking for $2 or $3 a month. $2 or $3 a month, guys. The cost of a latte. Patreon.com, patreon.com. So, do you want to throw in a couple bucks a month? Much appreciated. You know, some of you have young families. You have kids. When do I have time to do the show? I got to work. I got to do the kids. I get it. Someday, though, it won't always be that way. It won't, but that's okay. Until that time, I'll just keep plugging along. I'm not going anywhere. Not going anywhere. This show is, you know, still going to continue on. And that's because I like you. I think you guys are smart. A lot of you guys are smarter than I am. You really are. So I learn as much from you as hopefully you listen to me blather on. You learn something from me. But generally speaking, I'm really, you know, you guys are the smart ones. You're smart enough to listen to this show. You're smart enough to help support this show. You guys are smart. Believe me, I've seen your comments. I've seen a lot of things that come that I wouldn't even think of. But you, my listening audience, are pretty smart guys. You really are. Pretty smart guys, every one of you. Anyways, welcome to 2018. I'm glad you're here. We will continue this throughout the year. And we'll continue on. I'll see you next week. Dawn's show, she's still rocking and rolling. I gotta get her back under the leash. Losing her mind. And I don't mean that in a bad way. What I mean is I gotta get her back on track. I don't know what the hell she's doing. So I'll get a hold of her. I like Dawn because she's not afraid to say what's on her mind. So with that said, you know, that's just the way I see it too, guys. I'll say what's on my mind. You know, sometimes it gets me in trouble with you guys. Sometimes it doesn't. Some of you don't agree with it. I get it. I don't expect you to agree with everything I have to say on this show or not. That's all right. What's important is we keep listening to each other because there's going to come a time where we're going to have to support each other, and it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty at all. So anyways, as we continue to live another year in our nightmare world of patriots and preppers, I am John Jeffers, and I want to say this to all my listeners out there, especially my new ones, all over the world. especially, get this, guys, on the continent of Africa. We've now got involved in two other countries on the continent of Africa. God bless them. In Russia. Yeah. We got listeners there. And get this. China. I know. I next thing I know, I'm going to be getting listeners in North Korea. But we do have listeners in South Korea. Oh, yeah, we do, on the Korean Peninsula. Again, we have a few listeners in South America. Not enough. But know this. Know this. This show is expanding across the planet. You're a part of it. Help me get the word out. Help me get the word out. You know, like I said, throw me a couple bucks a month through Patreon.com. $2? I even got one guy who gave me $1 a month. I'll take it. $1 a month, I'll take it. That's $12 a year. I'll take it. Thank you. I'm grateful for it. Very grateful for it. I'm also grateful for all my listeners. You're not fools. You're not hillbillies. You're not rednecks. You are kind, caring, and thinking, critically thinking individuals. We need you. We need you here at CRN. So my prayer and patriot friends, before I lose the live broadcast, I want to say this to you. As I've always said from the beginning, stay alert, stay vigilant. I'm losing it. Oh, but just stay alert and stay vigilant for the time being, guys. All right. That's the important part. And keep prepping. Please keep prepping. All right. I'm John Jeffers here at the Contrario Network saying thank you again for listening to me, for taking some time out of your busy schedule tonight. I appreciate it. I'm grateful for it. Let's go forward together because there's some cool stuff that's going to be happening. And you know what? You want to be a part of it? Join me. Get your own show. Throw a couple bucks in. I'm asking for $2 a month, guys. I mean, come on, really? A cup of coffee, maybe a donut. It is what it is. All right. Hey, good night. I will see you again next Wednesday night. Dawn's show is on Friday night. We're trying, and I'll have her get back into line a little bit. She's straying off into God knows where. I don't want to be there. All right. John Jeffers saying thank you and good night. Have a good one, guys.
It might be cold outside, but Blimpy is keeping it warm, toasty, and tasty. Visit your neighborhood Blimpy to enjoy a grilled panini sub that'll warm you from the inside. Try the classic Sicilian with slow-cured ham, prosciutini, pepperoni, and melted provolone on toasty ciabatta bread. Or order the turkey bacon cheddar grilled to toasty perfection on Blimpy's delicious pretzel bread. Keep the chill at bay with a warm, toasty panini sub at Blimpy today. Get $1 off at blimpy.com/coupon.
Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy! They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine & More.